The United States Supreme Court could be about to overturn the nationwide legal right to abortion, according to an unprecedented leak of a draft of a court document. The draft opinion was written by Justice Samuel Alito and has been circulating inside the conservative-dominated court since February, the news outlet Politico reported today. For more, let's talk on the line from Washington to Doyle McManus, political columnist with the LA Times. Thanks, Doyle, for taking our call this lunchtime, early morning for you. First of all, the fact that this opinion has been leaked, it is literally unprecedented, and is a very shocking development for very many Americans.
That's kind of the procedural oddity here. That's not the substantive thing. But yes, what happens at the Supreme Court is that they take an early vote after they hear arguments and begin to write their drafts, and then they circulate the drafts among all nine justices, which means essentially about 35 or 40 people will have access to those documents. So there's a long list of suspects as to who might have leaked this. But it is, as you say, unprecedented.
And it is a draft, and that, I suppose, goes to the at least one aspect of the substantive issue here. How is it being read? How has it been understood in terms of what the court will finally decide?
Well, in a sense, there is no surprise about what the draft says, except it's really at the most extreme edge of what had been expected. We already knew that there was now a majority on the court for further restricting abortion rights. What is striking about this draft from Sam Alito is that it is quite absolute. It essentially says that any state can restrict abortion essentially right from day one. And that there had been some thinking that that the conservatives might have written a decision that would not have gone quite that far. But it was still certainly expected that the court was going to rule in this general direction.
And the context here is it up to two dozen states where it's expected that if this is the eventual ruling, they will be ready to go with legislation?
It's not only expected. Some of them already have the legislation in place with what are called trigger laws. They've already passed the laws that say if the Supreme Court has this decision, our law will go into effect. So what you will have almost instantly if this decision is issued is the United States will have essentially divided into two zones, one in which abortion rights are still present in states like New York and California, and then at least 26 states where abortions are almost, for all practical purposes, impossible.
And does it also mean, Doyle, that it's going to insert abortion into party political debate in a way that hasn't been seen perhaps for quite some time in the United States?
Absolutely. This instantly makes abortion the number one issue at both the state level and the federal level, and to be quite immediate and practical about it, it means that the nature of the campaign that is already underway for our congressional elections in November just changed overnight.
And just finally, when is the ruling expected to be properly and formally released?
Yeah, right. The ruling is expected to come in June. It is still theoretically possible that something may change in that draft, that it may get moderated a bit. It's theoretically possible, but really practically not going to happen, that a vote may change. So I think we'll see it come out in June, but this is pretty much what the result is going to be.
Doyle McManus from the LA Times, thanks for talking to us.